My name is Sarah Pinder. I'm from the Sierras. To me, conservation is having a limit to the way we live. It's almost like I've noticed that there isn't a limit. Even yesterday, driving down to Twin Peaks, I'm passing these homes that are summer homes, probably, because nobody with enough money to live in one of those homes would live here, because there's no economy that creates enough income except the casinos. For anybody to own a house like that is, and work here. Conservation is believing in some limit to consumption. There is a way to conserve the timber. Yes, you have to use it. Yes, you have to somehow compromise the use of timber for people to build houses and not live outdoors. But it's too extreme. Where is that limit? That limit's somewhere way, 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 way below 10,000 square foot tract homes that I see built in my county. You know, if everybody who buys a bottle of water should be required to finish drinking it instead of throwing it away half full. I mean, that's kind of corny, but I think the world would be perfectly okay if we just had some moderate limits of abuse. If I were running the world, a 1,200 square foot house is plenty big.